Time now to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government offices, men who spend their daily train journeys studying that large newspaper held high in front of them, men indeed who are often behind the times. Our story opens in Whitehall in the Department of General Assistance. They're very concerned about a missing piece of government property.
This is a serious one. If it can't be found, the atomic power station at Skilledoon will never be finished.
Dear me, and after all the work that's gone into the thing.
What can have happened to it?
Just a minute, too. Isn't that it? Floating in your tea.
In my... Ooh! You're right, what it is. I'll just fish it out and... There we are.
Capital, the atomic power station at Skilledoon.
Yes. Hardest jigsaw puzzle we've ever done. Lucky you spotted that missing piece.
Quite. It's only on loan, you know.
Yes.
I got it from the Civil Service Keep Fit Club.
Oh. I must say it was easier than the last jigsaw puzzle, Modern Aircraft of Great Britain. That one was tricky.
Tricky it certainly was. They've withdrawn half the pieces, if you remember.
Well, what's next on the agenda?
Let me see. We've finished the crossword, haven't we?
I say, can't we play suck football?
It's called blow football, too, not suck football. We'd still have the ball if you'd remembered that.
Well, what about a hand of cribbage?
No good, I'm afraid. We haven't got a full pack of cards. I lost the ace of spades. And it slipped into a file I was sending up to Sir Gregory.
Oh, the permanent undersecretary?
Yes, poor fellow was in fear and trembling for weeks. Thought the mafia were after him.
Oh, dear, no more games or puzzles.
Oh, dear.
Well, it rather looks as if there's nothing else for it.
Yes, I'm afraid it does. Have we got any work to do?
Well, the Ministry of Works is a bit overloaded. We're supposed to be helping them.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory gave us that job last month. Didn't he? I understand they're going to build a new block of government offices somewhere or other, isn't that it?
Yes, and we've got to see that the work is kept up to schedule.
I wonder when they intend to start. I only hope they're not going to put up one of those great ugly monstrosities you see round London these days.
Put up what?
One of those great ugly monstrosities you see round London these days. Hello?
Pitkin here.
Oh, Sir Gregory. How did you do? I was just talking about you. How nice of you to
ring. I'm calling about this job I gave you.
Oh, yes.
Jones, supervising the schedule of this new building.
New building. Oh, yes. Well, I tell you what. We'll give it our full attention as soon as they let us know where it's going to be and when they're going to start.
They started weeks ago.
They started weeks... What? Did they? Oh, good heavens. I mean, yes, of course they did. Weeks ago.
They
yes,
did,
quite
yes.
Right.
Right next to your own building.
Next to... Oh, I wondered what all that noise was, didn't you?
This place is being built for the Ministry of Technological Development and Morris Dancing. The minister himself is coming down tomorrow to inspect the site.
The minister is?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'll be with him.
See.
He'll see to it that the work is up to schedule.
Up to schedule, certainly, Sir Gregory. Do give my regards to Lady Gregory. Oh, he seems to have been cut off. Did you hear that, too?
Yes, when I was on the extension.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they're building next door. You can actually see the workmen from our window. I was watching them all yesterday. Lazy devils they are. Stand around looking up at our windows half the time.
Really, too. You might have told me they were building something next door. I can't be expected to notice every little detail,
well,
can
I'm
I?
Sorry, man.
Well, you better get down and make sure that everything's going according to schedule. See if you can do anything to speed things up. Time's money, you know. Time's money. What is the time, by the way?
Half past eleven.
Half past 11? Good heavens. Be late for my lunch at the club. Get on with it, too, and see they're up to schedule.
Well, I believe I have seen a work schedule somewhere around the office. Now, where was it?
Mr. H.J. left in a hurry. Cool, he's a regular white tornado when he gets going.
Ah, Mildred, I've mislaid a work schedule. We're so busy lately. We'd better have a scout round the office.
Oh, good. I could do with some help. Is it Bobber Job Week again?
I mean, have a look round. Now, where would I be likely to put an important document?
Well, let's do it like that Sherlock Holmes on the telly. We use a process of logical seduction. It's an important document. You had it last. Well, there's only one place it's likely to be.
No use, Mildred. I've already looked in the waste paper basket.
Oh. Well, where else is there? Lining the biscuit tin? No. Wedged in that wonky window? No. Oh, here it is. Well, of all the places.
Where was it?
In the entry.
Amazing. Let me have a look at it. Ah, yes. Schedule of work for the construction of Sabbathwaite House. Oh, so they've named the building after old Reggie Sabbathwaite at last.
Well, who was Reggie Sabbathwaite?
Oh, a great hero in civil service folklore. He was the chap at the egg marketing board who thought of calling ordinary eggs large and little titchy ones standard. Anyway, let's look at the schedule. Oh, yes, here we are. Now, today's the 5th. Ah, I see this morning the gas board are due to lay their piping.
Oh, yes. That must be why they've dug that great big hole in the road. All the traffic's diverted, so you can see it from the window.
A big hole in the road? I'd better go down and look into it. I say, according to this, the electricity board are coming to lay their cables this afternoon. I think I can see a way to save a bit of time on this job. You stay and look after the office, Mildred.
Right, lads, tea break, down tools. What was that, Fergus? Your tool's on the ground. Well, pick it up and put it down again, will you?
I say, excuse me.
Hello.
May I have a word with you, Mr.
O'Hooligan, sir. Yes, Patrick O'Hooligan. Oh. Foreman for the gas board and shop steward of Mugwump.
Mugwump.
Yeah, that's right. The Municipal Union of Gas Workers and Underground Maintenance Personnel. Mugwump.
I see. Now, Lamb, General Assistance Department, we're responsible for keeping the work up to schedule.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, well, now you're just in time for the brew. Yes.
Oh.
Charlie's makes a very good cup of tea. I'll pour you one out. Sit yourself down.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll use this upturned bucket.
No, you'll have to use a cup. Same as the rest of us. Yes. You can sit on that small toolbox down there.
Actually, we at the Ministry are rather worried about the work schedule. This large backlog's a bit of a problem.
Is it? Well, you'd better sit on the big toolbox.
And we've got the minister coming to look at the site tomorrow morning.
Oh, coming to look at the site, is he? Oh, dear, and the ground's all muddy and churned up. The foundation's only half finished.
He's coming with Sir Gregory Pitkin.
A horrible sight to look at.
Yes, I suppose he is.
Still, we'll have finished fitting in our hole and be gone by then.
Ah, the hole. Now, that's what I've come about.
Yes.
I've had rather a good idea.
Well, now, if there's any way we at the gas board can help...
Oh, there is, you see... You've already dug this hole,
yes,
and
right.
The electricity board people will be coming along soon to dig another.
That's right, yes, they will indeed.
Now,
yes.
My idea is this. If you were to leave your hole unfilled...
Of course, I see it now. They could use it to lay their cable in, instead of digging their own.
Absolutely, think of the time it would save.
Yeah, and the wasted labor.
Reduce inconvenience to traffic.
All pulling together for a better Britain.
Precisely. Then you'll do it.
No, it's out of the question.
What?
Well, I mean, there's the lads to think of, eh? I mean, what about Arnold? No, Arnold, he wouldn't like it for a start.
Arnold?
Yeah, Arnold. He's our hole filler.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, he's been standing around all day just itching to get at it.
Why? Sure, he won't mind. It'll save him a bit of work.
Not mind. Oh, he's an artist, is Arnold. Oh, he loves filling in a hole. Yes, really throws himself into it.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I've given my views on this hole. I must insist you fall in with them.
Well, and then there's the union. I mean, they won't like it either. Oh, I'll have to call a meeting of the local twig.
Surely you mean Browns?
No, there's not very many of us. Still, I'm warning you. There may be trouble over this.
Oh, I'm sure you exaggerate, Mr.
O'Hooligan.
Yeah, O'Hooligan. This will speed things up. I mean, the electricity board people will be here soon. There'll be no trouble. Oh, no.
Now, let me see if I've got the position clear, sir. You are suggesting that we should lay our electricity board cable in this hole left by the gas board.
Yes, that's right.
You are joking, sir. A spot of upper-class humour at the expense of the working man.
No, I assure you.
I must point out that as Harrier representative of Feb Midfu...
Feb
Midfu, the Federated Electricity Board Manual Diggers and Fillers Union.
Oh, that forbids rules.
That article 29, subsection 7b, paragraph 4a of the FEBMIDPOO rulebook specifically states, and I quote, "No member shall stick his cable in an unauthorized hole."
Yeah, well, I say, but, Mr. Alex, couldn't you, just this once?
This here owl is definitely not one of ours. I mean, just look at it.
What
has happened to British craftsmanship, eh? I remember the days when Britain used to lead the world in owls.
Yes, there was a time when we used to export them. But to get back to the point, this hole may not be up to design sensor standards, but it is a hole, and I want you to lay your cable in it.
Oh, no. I'm afraid it's out of the question, sir. My lads insist on digging their own hole.
Oh, good gracious. What am I going to do? A huge hole in the middle of the road, no one to fit it in, traffic delayed indefinitely.
Here, steady on. You're creasing the lapels of my donkey jacket.
But I'll be blamed, don't you see? They'll blame me. I told them to leave the hole empty. Oh, thank goodness. Here comes my number one back from lunch.
Ah, there you are, too. Everything going smoothly.
Oh, thank heavens you're here, one. I'm in trouble.
What? Haven't swallowed your season ticket again, have you?
No. It's not that. It's this hole.
What about
it? The other chaps didn't fill it. Well, they would have, but I told them not to fill it, that is, you see. I wanted this chap to, but he won't. Because he wants his own to fill when he's dug it, you see. And I thought it would save time.
Yes, I think I understand, too. Nobody else would. Well, I think I understand.
Yeah.
Leave it to me.
Yeah, have you finished your cogitation?
Oh, yes, I think so, Mr. Who is this?
Armstrong Jones, sir. Alfred Armstrong Jones.
What an extraordinary name. I think I'll call you Alfred. I can see, Alfred. May I call you Alfred?
Oh, yes, sir.
I can see that you're a man of principle, and I admire you for it.
Oh,
I can quite
you.
See the electricity board must have their own hole. You can dig it by the side of this one, can't you?
Well, that sounds fair enough to me, sir.
Just one thing. Now, is there anything in your rule book that tells you where you have to put the earth to dig out?
No. That's left entirely to our imagination.
Capital, Alfred. Then you wouldn't mind tossing it over into this other hole left by the gas board, would you?
Well, if that's where you want it, sir, that's where we'll put it.
Thank you.
All right, lads, let's get stuck in. Come on, move yourself.
There you are, too. All it takes is a little diplomacy. Come on, I'll tell you what we do. We're going to have a cup of tea at the office and come back when they've finished.
Oh, you are clever ones. They'll fill in the gas board hole with all the earth they dig out of the electricity ball hole. It's absolutely foolproof. What do we find this time, Juan? Everything nicely in hand, I should think.
Yes, mind that girder, too.
Oh! What did you say?
Doesn't matter now.
I must say, I did enjoy that cup of tea.
Did you more than I did, too? I can't stand those tea bags Mildred started using.
Tea bags? Oh, so that's what I was chewing. I thought it was a ginger biscuit gone soggy.
That instant tea used to be all right, apart from the fact it took 20 minutes to get the lid off the jar.
Well, here we are, one. I say.
What?
Those electricity chaps seem to be putting their tools on the knowledge.
Yes, but they can't have finished yet. They've still got to fill in the hole that they dug.
Oh, dear, I've got that something's gone wrong feeling again.
Oh, there you are, sir. Well, we're just taking our departure.
Just a moment. Now, answer this slowly and carefully, if you will. Why haven't you filled in your hole?
Oh, well, there's a simple answer to that, sir. We haven't got any earth to fill it with.
Good gracious, don't you see one? They've put all their earth in the gas ball.
Oh, do be quiet, do be quiet. It's perfectly simple. It's perfectly simple. Listen to me. You chaps can fill your hole with this pile of earth over here.
Oh, dear me. No, sir. No.
Why not?
No. That pile of earth there comes from when the gas board first dug their hole.
Yes. And what's the problem?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, that pile of earth is gas board earth. We can't fill an electricity board hole with gas board earth.
Oh, I'd like to think about that for a moment.
I say, one, I think I've got it. Couldn't they take out all the earth they put in the first hole and put it back in their own?
Oh, don't interrupt. I told you I'm thinking. Now, tell me. Yes, I've got an idea here. Now, why don't you take all the earth you put in the first hole and put it back in your own?
No. If we took out all the earth, we would, in effect, be digging another hole, wouldn't we?
Well, you would.
Yeah. And we're only contracted to dig one hole.
Oh.
Oh, no. So get the stuff on the lorry, lads.
Oh, dear. Traffic was supposed to be moving again by tomorrow. The minister, Sir Gregory. If they see this unscheduled hole, they'll know it's my fault. Oh, if I hadn't... Oh, dear, the mine boggles.
There you are. See what you've done, don't you? You've started my assistant boggling.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. There you are.
Ed. Heaven knows I've always done my best, and now this, my career ruined, a transfer to archives at Ballymuckie, the secretaryship of the Civil Service Stamp Club snatched from my grasp. Disgrace.
Now, steady, too. You know what the doctor told you. Too much boggling's bad for you.
What the timber's going on here? Who's still in the Gasport hole?
Afternoon, brother.
Afternoon, brother. Well, who did it? Who ordered it to be filled in?
I was in, brother. I just did as I was instructed.
Who the devil's this to?
Well, it's the Mugwump man.
Mugwump?
Yes, that's right. He went off to consult his union.
That I did, yes. And I'm afraid they voted inanimately against your plan, sir. Turned it down by an overwhelming show of fingers.
Don't you mean hands, brother?
No, fingers. They didn't like it at all. And then the moment I turn my back, I find you've done it. Right under my nostrils. I mean, this will not rest here. I'll take it to the highest quarters.
Oh, we are solidly behind you, brother.
Now you see what you've done, too.
But I only wanted to help. I mean, yes, speed things up. Well, Mildred, they both flatly refused to do a thing. Went off shouting something about strike action.
Oh, fancy. There's a great big hole in the middle of the road out there, and no one to fill it in.
Exactly. And according to the schedule, there shouldn't be any holes left. When Sir Gregory sees one tomorrow, he'll want to get to the bottom of it.
Well, no wonder Mr. H.J. went into his office and slammed the door. This is your worst clangor since that war office job. When you sent that consignment of boxing gloves to the Women's Defence Corps.
Oh, don't remind me, yes, and 800 pairs of long khaki bloomers to the Royal Marine Commando. But at least we managed to keep that from Sir Gregory. This huge illicit hole out there is going to be something he can't miss, and when he sees it, he'll go mad.
Step into my office, Robert, would you please?
Yes, ma'am.
I think I may have solved our little problem, too.
Oh, I am relieved. I knew you'd come up with something.
Yes, well, I've had years of experience with this sort of thing, haven't I?
Yes. And what is your solution?
Now, I'll tell you, I thought we could cut a piece of old file cover and mark it Ace of Spades. Then we could play cribbage.
Oh, no. Not that problem. It's the other one I'm worried about.
What other one?
That hole out there.
Oh, that hole. I've got the answer to that as well. We must take steps, too. We've got to get rid of that hole.
That's all very well, but where are we going to put it?
We won't put it anywhere, too. We'll fill it in with earth, that brown stuff.
You mean fill it ourselves?
Fill it ourselves.
I say, what a splendid... No, wait a minute. What? We're non-union labor. Those two union chaps wouldn't stand for it. We'd have the whole lot out on strike.
Not if we're careful, too. They needn't know anything about it. We do it in the middle of the night, fait accompli, and no one can argue, can they?
Oh, and everything will be neat and tidy to the Gregory's visit. You're quite right, Mum. We'll fill it in ourselves.
Fill it in ourselves, yes. Of course, it doesn't really need two of us, does it?
No, I suppose not. Yes, which one of us it is going to do it?
Yes, which one is it? Oh, yes.
Yes, quite. Yes. It's me, isn't it?
Yes, it's you. You started this business in the first place, remember that? Anyway, I'm busy tonight. Must write to the Times about my rhubarb.
Yeah. Oh, well, it'll put things right.
Quite. You hardly believe this. A fellow from Dorset's been claiming it can't be grown in a window box. Absolute nonsense. So that's settled, then. You come back at midnight and shovel the earth into the hole.
I'll come back about midnight and shovel the earth into the hole.
Thank you, brother. Ah, nice top of stout, they say.
But tell me, are you keeping busy then?
Oh, not bad, you know. Plenty of work about. Of course, you can't get the labourers like you used to.
No, that's true, brother. No, they're all out of work actors, half of them. Yes. Quite useless. You know, we had a fellow the other day. He put his pick right through a sewer pipe.
Oh, dear. I bet he was covered with confusion.
No, not at all. No, he was one of these actors, you see. And he got such a round of applause from the onlookers. He fractured a water pipe for an encore.
They're the onlookers. You still drawing good crowds, brother?
Well, you mustn't grumble, you know, considering the counter-attractions. I mean, not that Teddy and films can ever compete with a really well-produced building site there.
Well, the lads work best when there's an audience watching them. I usually begins with a lively opening number from the drill and the steam hammer.
Oh, yes, yes, that's a nice opening, that is.
Yeah.
Catch their attention.
Yeah, followed by the solo spot, a bit of fancy cable splicing from young Reggie, accompanied by Harold and the insulated snippers.
Oh, yes, yes. Very good team there.
And then we all join in for the grand finale, filling, tarring, and stamping down.
Stamping down, yeah, that sounds like a well-balanced bill to me.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Speaking of work, brother.
Yeah.
When I've been thinking about that business this afternoon, you know, do you think we might have been a bit hasty?
Oh yeah, the owl. Yeah. Well, funny, I've been thinking that myself, brother. We didn't bend in any way,
no,
did we?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't bend.
No, you're right, brother. The way I see it is we ought to have bent a bit.
We should have bent. Yeah.
Yes, I think we should have done. And those men from the ministry were a right pair of dafties, but they seemed decent with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, they did. They did that.
Yeah. Like the Prime Minister said on the telly, it's up to us, he said. We've all got to bend together for a better Britain.
He said that, did he? Mm. Well, perhaps we ought to do something to smooth things out.
Exactly what I was thinking. Now, between the two of us, we could fill that hole up in an hour.
Well, if we use the big bulldozer, we could do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. Wouldn't do to let the unions know, though. We'd have to do it on the quiet.
Just after midnight. That's the time, you see. Well, there's nobody around then.
It'll be dark, of course, yes.
Yes.
But we can't put the arc lights on. We give the game away.
Well, we don't need any light, do we, brother? Just point the bulldozer at that pile of earth, and it'll push the whole lot down the hole in one big heave.
Good morning, Mildred. Hard at it, I see.
Morning, sir. Oh, I'm having trouble with this typewriter. It keeps shooting across.
Really? Well, today's the day, Mildred. The minister himself's coming to inspect the site.
Yeah, just knocked me nail varnish all over the notepaper.
Have you? Then it is going to be in red letter day, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Here, I see that hole's been filled in down there.
Yes, and we can thank Mr. Lamb for solving that little problem. He must have been up half the night. Yes, and a grand job he made of it too. I had a look at it on my way in. A real professional job. I must congratulate him. Is he in his office?
Well, no, Mr. H.J. He hasn't come in at all yet. I'm getting quite worried.
That's unusual. Not in, did you say?
No.
I've never known to be later than I am. Perhaps he's sleeping at all, do you think?
Well, no, sir. I rang his flat earlier on and there was no answer.
Rang his flat?
Well, yes. I wanted to remind him to bring the ginger biscuits to buy them on his way to work on account that he's got the tea money.
Well, an extraordinary thing. No answer, you see. But if he left by then, he'd be here by now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I wonder.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
I second the motion.
Ah, the union chaps. What can I do for you?
Well, sir, it's about that hole. The one that's not there anymore.
Not there. Somebody's filled it in. Good gracious. Fancy that. I wonder who...
Well, we know who did it, all right.
You do?
Yes, we know that.
Oh, well, I can assure you. I had no knowledge of this unprincipled behavior on the part of...
It was us. We did it.
I must claim all responsibility for that. What did you say? You did it?
That's right, yes. But nothing official, you understand?
We did it in our capacity as private citizens. We waited until it was dark, then went to the building site.
Got out the old bulldozer and started up.
We drove towards this seat of earth, and with one mighty...
We pushed the whole lot into the hole.
Good gracious me.
And then we drove the bulldozer over it once or twice to flatten it out. Press it down, good and firm.
Tell me, what time was this?
When did it say? It would be not long after midnight, I suppose.
Not long after midnight, dear me. Did you see any signs of my number two near the hole?
No. It was pitch black. Couldn't see a thing.
Oh, dear.
That number two of yours, he looked a bit worried yesterday afternoon, as if things were getting on top of him.
Yes, I'm afraid they are.
Oh, Mr. Hamilton John!
Now, steady, Mildred,
they
steady.
Buried
yes,
him.
Yes,
that's
yes.
What they've done.
Steady.
What are you talking about?
I'm afraid Mildred's probably right, but there may still be time. Quick, follow me, you fellows. Follow me. Come along. Can't you fellas dig any faster? Put your backs into it.
It's a terrible business, this. I shall plead temporary insanity.
They're both to blame, brother. A momentary arbitration in our party.
Never mind that. Just keep digging.
That's all right.
It's all right for you. All you're doing is poking about with that umbrella of yours.
This is no time for argument. There's a man buried under there. First-class civil servant and a fine, useful citizen.
Saints preserve us. There's two of them now.
We can only hope he's managed to trap a pocket of air into his bowler hat or something.
Just a minute. Are you sure that was his briefcase we found?
Of course, I'm sure. I'd know it anywhere. I was with him when he bought it. He brought it from Ryman, Inchcliffe and Parks, the civil service outfitters. Look, their initials are on the lock, R.I.P. Oh, my dear, what am I supposed to do? Oh, boy.
We must be getting near the bottom now. There's a cable here. No sign of him yet.
Wait. Just a moment. There's a foot here.
A foot?
Look, a foot.
Well, grab it.
Ow. Mine.
Oh, dear, poor lamb, and he had such a promising career ahead of him. I've never seen a smoother action with a rubber stamp. What good times we did have together when I never hear his cheerful voice again.
Morning, Bun. What are you doing down that hole?
What? Don't just stand there, too. Get down and start digging.
I'll jump down, yes. There, I'm sorry I'm late. I had to go to the lost property.
No time to chat. You get hold of a shovel.
Yes, certainly, Mother. What are we digging for?
What are we digging for? Don't ask silly questions. We're digging for you. Oh, good heavens.
Saints, preserve us. It's himself. He's come back to haunt us. Look at his horrible white face, those staring bloodshot eyes of his.
Never. He's flesh and blood, more or less. That means we've been digging here for nothing.
Two, I think you've got some explaining to do.
I should think so. I'll not be made a fool of like this.
Neither will I.
And you'd better have a pretty good explanation.
Rather puzzling, really. I was a bit late getting here last night, and I found the hole was already filled in.
What about your briefcase? We found it lying over there.
Ah, so that's where I left it. I'm always leaving it behind, and it's full of important documents, like the holiday list and the tea and biscuits rota.
Yes, all right.
And that's why I was late, you see, through going to the lost property office. Ah, well, all's well that ends well. At least we've got rid of the hole.
Got rid of the hole? What do you think we're standing in at the moment?
We're standing in the hole, aren't we?
Thanks to digging for you, we got this infernal hole back again, deeper than ever.
Deeper than ever?
Yes, those two unifellas gone off in a huff.
Off in a huff.
This prolonged diversion of traffic's causing a stream of complaints. Furthermore, the minister, Sir Gregory, will be here at any minute, and it's all your fault, you idiot.
It's all your fault, you idiot.
Two, pull yourself together. Listen, we've got to act quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, we've got to get out of this hole. Yes. And use that shovel as a ladder. Give me a hand. Now, once we're out, I'll tell you what to do. And they'll be here in a minute. There's no time to lose.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you'll find everything to your satisfaction, Minister. The work is all up to date. My staff have been supervising it personally. Oh,
splendid.
Good Lord, careful you don't step in that hole, Minister.
Oh, hole. There shouldn't be a hole here, should there?
No, there shouldn't. No, not on this stage.
Not on the schedule, is it?
No, Minister. A slight misunderstanding, I think.
A bit unfortunate, Pitkin. Holding up the traffic, you see.
I shall take it up with those responsible, Minister.
Ah, splendid. Still, as the hole is here, let's get down and have a look at it.
Get in the hole?
Into the hole, yes. Have a look at all those cables and loose ends. Give me a hand down, will you?
Very well, Minister. Look, we can use that shovel as a ladder. And when I get hold of Hamilton Joe, he'll have a few.
Oh, too quick before they get here. You've got a driving license, haven't you? Do you know how to start this thing?
Well, I'm not too sure, aren't I? I've never driven a bulldozer before. I think you press this thing here.
Good, that's done. Well done. I'll just look round the corner and see the coast clear.
That's right.
Yes, it's all right. Not a soul in sight.
Oh, jolly good. Then away we go.
Oops, that's the ticket. Now head straight for that pile of earth over there and push it into the hole. One great heave should do it, eh?
Right you are, man. Yes. Oh, this will solve all our problems. Full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead, yes. Over we go.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch. Also featured were Roy DeFreece, Norma Ronald and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor and produced by Edward Taylor.
Roy DeFreece is a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company.